Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 35 Lesson Plans. An Orton Gillingham Reading and Spelling Program by Evelyn Rias is a practical instructional resource for teachers, tutors, and literacy specialists who use or are learning the Orton Gillingham approach. Rather than presenting a general theory of reading, it offers a sequence of ready-to-use lessons for teaching early decoding and spelling skills through explicit, cumulative, multisensory instruction. The program is associated with Orton Gillingham Practical Linguistics and is organized across levels 1 to 4, beginning with one-syllable short vowel words and moving toward consonant clusters, digraphs, sight words, word families, spelling rules, and basic suffixes. Rias brings the perspective of an experienced literacy educator and Orton Gillingham trainer. So the book functions as both a planning tool and a model of structured literacy delivery. Its purpose is to reduce guesswork for instructors while giving struggling readers, including students with dyslexia, carefully sequenced practice in reading and spelling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cumulative lesson sequencing as the central design principle. The defining feature of the book is its cumulative structure. Each lesson is designed to introduce a manageable amount of new material while continuing to practice what has already been taught. This matters because reading and spelling difficulties often arise when students are expected to apply patterns before they have fully internalized earlier sound symbol. Relationships. A cumulative sequence limits that problem by making each new concept dependent on a known base. In this approach, short vowels, consonants, clusters, digraphs, and suffixes are not treated as isolated topics, but as connected parts of a developing code. The design also supports diagnostic teaching. If a student struggles in a later lesson, the instructor can often trace the difficulty back to a previous pattern that needs review. The inclusion of review lessons reinforces the idea that mastery is not assumed after first exposure. Instead, consolidation is built into the program. This makes the book especially useful for instructors who need a clear path, but also need enough structure to slow down, repeat, or adapt lessons based on student response. Secondly, multisensory instruction links language, sounds, print, and physical practice. The book is grounded in the Orton Gillingham tradition of multisensory language instruction. In practical terms, this means that students are not simply shown words and asked to remember them. They are guided to connect what they hear, say, see, write, and manipulate. This combination is important for learners who do not easily acquire reading patterns through exposure alone. Multisensory practice can make abstract phonics concepts more concrete by giving students multiple routes into the same information. A sound may be spoken, matched to a letter or letter pattern, written by hand, read in a word, and used in spelling. These repeated connections help reinforce the relationship between oral language and written language. The book does not position multisensory instruction as decoration or enrichment. It treats it as part of the teaching mechanism. The approach also slows instruction down in a productive way, requiring the teacher to make each step explicit. For students with dyslexia or persistent spelling difficulty, this kind of direct and layered practice can be more accessible than worksheet-heavy or memorization-based instruction. Thirdly, closed-syllable work builds a foundation for one-syllable reading and spelling. A major instructional focus of the program is mastery of closed syllables and related one-syllable word patterns. The sequence begins with short vowels and simple words and gradually expands to include consonant clusters, digraphs, sight words, word families, spelling rules, and basic suffixes. This focus is pedagogically significant because closed syllables are among the most common and teachable patterns in early English decoding. Oft, when students understand that a vowel is often short when followed by one or more consonants in a closed syllable, they gain a reliable strategy for reading many unfamiliar words. The same knowledge supports spelling because students can analyze the sounds in a word and map them to expected letter patterns. The book appears to prioritize depth over breadth by ensuring students can handle a broad range of one-syllable forms before moving into more advanced syllable types. This is a practical choice for struggling readers, since weak control of short vowels and consonant patterns can undermine later instruction. The result is a foundation-focused program rather than a rapid survey of phonics topics. Fourthly, teacher-facing materials turn Orton Gillingham principles into usable lessons. One of the practical strengths of the book is that it is not limited to explaining principles. It provides lesson plans, a scope and sequence, terminology support, and supplementary teaching resources such as drill cards, game templates, word family materials, and certificates of completion. These features matter because many instructors understand the value of structured literacy, but struggle to translate that knowledge into daily lesson planning. A ready sequence saves time and reduces the risk of presenting concepts in an inefficient order. The teacher guide element is also important because Orton Gillingham lessons depend on delivery, not merely content. The instructor needs to know when to review, how to introduce a new pattern, how to prevent surprises for the student, and how to keep practice aligned with previously taught material. The book, therefore, serves as a bridge between training and implementation. It does not replace professional judgment, but it gives educators a concrete framework that can be adjusted to student pace, error patterns, and instructional setting. Last, dyslexia support depends on explicit teaching and responsive pacing. The book is especially relevant for students with dyslexia and other learners who have difficulty acquiring reading and spelling through implicit exposure. Its value lies in the combination of explicit explanation, ordered progression, repeated review, and multisensory practice. These elements align with widely recognized structured literacy principles, which emphasize direct teaching of the alphabetic code and careful movement from simple to complex patterns. However, the book should be understood as an instructional program rather than a complete assessment system or a substitute for teacher training. Students with dyslexia often require individualized pacing, error analysis, and frequent adjustment. A fixed set of 35 lesson plans can provide a strong root, but the teacher must still decide when to repeat a lesson, when to add practice, and when a concept has been mastered. This is an important limitation, and also a realistic strength. The book offers structure without claiming that all learners will progress at the same speed. Its usefulness is greatest when the instructor treats the plans as a discipline sequence to be taught responsively, not as a script to be completed on a calendar. In conclusion, 35 lesson plans, an Orton-Gillingham reading and spelling program is best suited for educators, tutors, interventionists, homeschool instructors, and literacy specialists who need a structured way to teach foundational decoding and spelling. It will be most useful to readers who already understand the importance of explicit phonics instruction, but want a practical sequence that reduces planning time and supports consistent delivery. The main benefit is operational rather than theoretical. It shows how Orton-Gillingham principles can be organized into lessons that introduce language patterns carefully, review previously taught material, and give students repeated practice with short vowels, closed syllables, consonant patterns, sight words, and basic spelling rules. Compared with broader books on dyslexia or reading science, this resource stands out because it is lesson-centered. It is not primarily a research overview, a parent advocacy guide, or a general phonics workbook. Its distinctive value is the combination of cumulative planning, teacher guidance, multisensory orientation, and classroom-ready materials. Readers looking for a full professional training course in Orton-Gillingham will need additional study, and teachers may still need to adapt pacing for individual learners. Even so, the book occupies a useful place in structured literacy resources because it converts a respected instructional approach into a concrete sequence program for early reading and spelling intervention. If you would like to support Evelyn Reis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.